Dr. Beats Oosterhuis, medical doctor, PhD, chemistry at the Free University in Amsterdam, medical doctor at the University of Amsterdam, specialization as laboratory physician, PhD in medicine at the University of Leiden, application of multivariate statistics, currently working in Heerlen, the Netherlands, in the clinical chemistry department of a training hospital, former member of the IFCC Committee on Evidence-Based Laboratory Medicine, and chair of the Guidelines Working Group of the European Federation of Laboratory Medicine. We are here with Dr. Beats Oosterhuis, and we are ready to start the interview. Hello, Beats.
Hello.
Thank you very much for this interview.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And our first question is, can you explain what reflective testing is?
Yes. Reflective testing is that we add tests on the request, to the request, if we think from the laboratory if this is necessary. And it's a little bit different from reflex testing. That's a sort of automated protocol of adding tests. But reflective, it's the word reflective. It's something with thinking, with a sort of judgment of the laboratory profession, professional, that additional testing is necessary in that case. And most of the time, also comments are added for the physician to explain the outcome of the tests and why tests are added.
And can you give us an example of reflective testing?
Well, one example would be when only hemoglobin is requested, and it's too low, and then you don't know what the cause is. And you might also see tests that were requested before. So you have some sort of history, and you see that some anemia has started. And when you want to know the reason, you can add a ferritin, or you can add a complete blood count. Or maybe if the MCV is high, you can add vitamin B12 and so on. Or another example is that you have a very high calcium and you want to know the reason, so you can add PTH. It might be hyperparathyroidism. So it's when you have a result that you cannot explain, you have the material in the labs for further testing, so you put on extra tests to get an explanation.
And why did you start with reflective testing?
Well, we started when we, in the Netherlands, we are obliged more and more to validate, or as we call it, authorize the tests. So it's more and more a routine in the laboratories in our country to see most of the time part of the results. The most abnormal results are checked by a laboratory professional. And when we started doing this, that is in the case for general practitioners, in most cases, result reports, and then you see abnormal results. And in this validation process, it became natural to add tests to check that the test was really a pathological reason or maybe some fault of the laboratory. It is a natural thing that you need to know more. So then we start adding tests. It was not a routine, this reflective testing in the Netherlands. It is more a routine in some countries in Europe, like the UK, but that was the reason to start it.
And for what kind of doctors do you provide this service?
Well, as I said, in most cases for general practitioners, because these are the doctors that we can add most value. For medical specialists, the cases are complicated. We think and we expect them to know more in their more limited field, so we can add less to their knowledge. But general practitioners, we can help them more to understand the laboratory results.
And how do medical specialists in the hospital value this service?
They see the comments we write on the report, so they know of this service. And, well, in general, they are positive because sometimes we phone them. If I have a case that is more complicated, something that might be a leukemia or might be some serious thing, I can phone the medical specialist and then ask them if he wants to see this patient. We can discuss. And then I can write it on the report that I have talked and been in contact with the medical specialist. and that the advice is to refer the patient to the hospital. So it's in that way, the medical specialist only support this.
And what is the opinion on reflective testing in the Netherlands within the profession of clinical chemistry?
There is more and more a policy in the Netherlands to make a shift in laboratory medicine from the more chemical to the medical. And that's a sort of official policy within our profession. When you want to make it more medical, you must strengthen the consultation we do. So this fits in perfectly. And from that angle, there is a lot of interest in this. We have received some funding to make a course on reflective testing. And we want to start this next year. So I think it's a positive. But on the other hand, it's not so easy to start. It means extra work. You need some knowledge. So it's a slow process of getting this into more laboratories.
And what is needed in the laboratory to provide this service?
For us, in our situation, it was a critical thing to have, how you call it, a software, a laboratory system that can filter out the reports from the general practitioners, because these are the ones that we look more closely to. And so we had that installed. I don't know if every laboratory automation system can do that. And you need some kind of filter to get the most abnormal reports. In our case, we have about 2,000 reports a day in our hospital laboratory. And about one third or 40% is from general practitioners. So that is far too many to evaluate every report. That would mean hundreds a day. So we only see the most abnormal part. So you need to have a filter to filter out the more abnormal results. And then I see every day about 80 reports. And that's, I think, the maximum, 80 to 100. So that's what you need, a filter, and you need to filter out those reports that you want to evaluate.
And how can those interested in reflective testing learn more about this?
In the Netherlands, we made a website with the most typical cases and explanation, and we translated this website into English with support of the European Federation. So you can look at this website. And, well, we are working at a Spanish version with your support.
We are working on that. And we've heard that there is a prize given by patients to you.
I think it's every 2 years that the Dutch Federation hands out a prize that is, how you call it, from the patient's view. So there is a jury with non-clinical chemists. It's only people from patient organizations, the normal lay people. They have looked at several projects, and our project was chosen as, well, the one for the prize. So we were very thankful for that support.
So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for the interview. And we hope to have another one soon. It was a pleasure to hear you and to be part of the program.
All my pleasure. Thank you very much for all the subject.